Simin Ayin Dalid and Simin Ayin Hesif Aleph Bezer Hashem. There's a lot to cover. I would like to ask the questions be saved for after Chabura. If there's something which is unclear, please ask. However, specific questions about specific topics and inyanim should be saved for afterwards. Mechaber says, Simin Ayin Dalid. This we saw as machlekes in the Gemara, whether or not libereis erva is aser mutter. Machlekes rishonim, how do we paskin? Rashi paskin, basically brings down from Maaser Vitri that Rashi paskin libereis erva is mutter. However, roiv rubam shall rishonim paskin that libereis erva is aser, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskin is halacha. Why is libereis ha'erva aser? What shaychus? Your heart doesn't really see the erva. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks out lehedia from the Prima Gadim. This is how in Mevur and Kamat everybody holds, maybe not the Ritva, we'll see in a minute, that the whole thing is only been derabanan. Why were they gezer? Because it says in the pasuk v'libi ro harbe chochma. So we see that there is a lashon of re'iyah used in conjunction with the lev. The same way that the inayim are royas and it's usher to layir b'char v'zdavar, so too with the leiv that are roya, which is roya, there's a problem of layir b'char v'zdavar. Only thing is, what does that mean? The riyah over there is not talking about a riyah, a physical riyah. B'chlal is talking about libi ro harbe chokhmah. Chokhmah is not a davar, not a tangible that it could see. What's the pshat? Because we see it used in conjunction, so therefore it's usher. The Ritva says a different shot. The Ritva on Nafchav Dalad, he says that the reason why libereis erev is aser is because even by einayim zikr, it's not just because the riyah sign, when it says layir b'chayev is davar, it's not riyah sa'ayin dafka. Because he says somebody that's a sumo or somebody who's arum, or mishamatim enov, is also b'kriyin ashma. What's the reason why? The sumo can't see. Why should it be a problem? Elamai, the reason is the einer knows that he are vasei megula keneged eivar vanechbadim. It's the pasnish that his erva should be megula keneged eivar vanechbadim. V'libo inami ever nechbadum. And the lev is also ever nechbad. It almost sounds, so people want to be medayik like this, maybe from the ritual, that he's equating lev with ayin, and the same way that einer v'reis erva is in the raisa. So to libo v'reis erva is in the raisa, because he's telling you when it says lo yura b'chalav v'zdaver, it doesn't really mean einayim. Chalav dafka. It includes anything which is a Eivar Nechbad. Einayim is just one of the Eivarim HaNechbadim, which would be mashma a little bit that anything which is a Eivar Nechbad would be also in the Raisa. Once again, we said the Mishnah Berurah paskins lahedya that it's only Dinder Abanim. And this kamvakam and nafkaminas that we'll see when you get to Bidiyavit, when you get to does the Tzimis Einayim work without Achzar Sponim, this big nafkaminas whether or not it's Dinder Raisa, Dinder Abanim. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Halev hu ikr shchino shel Adam, b'shoshim espal v'kari kriyashma, d'machsheves ha-kedusha, he believed. Where is the mokim of the Hashroes Hashchina, like the pasuk says, Liyur b'chol v'zavar is talking about, Ki Hashem lekechem ishalach b'kerev machanecho. Where is that ikra Hashroes Hashchina when a person is davening in the leiv? The leiv is the mokim for the machsheves hakedusha, and memeila, there has to be a heftik between that and the ervon. Agav, if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan says, that we only find the din of libereis erva benigeya to kriyas shma and tefila benigeya to talmud Torah, it does not apply. However, the Mishnah Berurah says lahedya that it does apply. That's how we're knowing that it does apply also benigeya to talmud Torah. Lahush has even a fourth shot. Lo yur b'chah ervas davar. What's the ikr b'chah? The ikr b'chah is your leiv. Fa'ivr shen hashem atluya ba. Memela, that's why. That's the hezber and why libereis erva is aser. Now, when is there no issue of libereis erva? So the Mishnah Berurah says, when is there yes a problem? When the lev and the erva can be found together in the same rishus. In other words, they're underneath a blanket together, or they're in a robe together and there's no hefsik. But it has to be that they're both covered over. If they're not covered over, so then at least the erva chol paches is not covered, then there's nothing to talk about. You don't have a problem with libereis erva, you have a problem that the erva is megula, which it happens to be machlekes achrenim in Yeridei Asim Reish, whether or not there's a problem with erva megula b'chlal. However, Lamaisa we pass in Rav Rubin over the Achrein and Paskin that there is a problem, that's what we pass in Malach Lamaisa. Mamela has to be talking about that the Erva is Mechusa. How is your Erva Mechusa and your Lev Reya to Erva? Must be that the Lev is also Mechusa with the same Kisui that the Erva is Mechusa. And since that's the case, for example, you're lying without any clothing on underneath the blanket, or a person is wearing a nightgown or sorts, a robe without a belt, then they're both, his lev and his erva are covered, but there's no hefsek in between the lev and the erva. In such a case where he's covered with, let's say, a sheet, then he could be mafsik with the, like the Gemara says, you could be mafsik with the sheet by pulling down the sheet, either from underneath or from on top. You could pull something down, and then it should be attached to you. Now the truth is, l'chora, if he's not lavish, let's say he doesn't have anything that he could pull down. For example, he's covered, but not with something that could pull down. For example, he's sitting in a barrel, like the Gemara said, like the Shanim talk about. He's in a gigas, or he's in the water, and his heart and his erva are both in the water together. Then what should he do to be mafsik? There you could be mafsik with anything in between the lev and the erva. What could it be mafsik with? L'chura, we didn't find anywhere that there's a shear to the thickness of the hefsik. That means if a person uses fishing string to be mafsik in between his lev and his erva, l'chura, that should be enough. L'chura, we don't find that it actually has to be that it's covering over a certain amount. It's not be'etzem that it has to cover over the entire erva. As a matter of fact, there's such a tzad that even by noshim, there's a libra is the erva, even though they can't see the erva. Nevertheless, there would be a din of libra and erva. L'chura, any heftik helps. Now, to put scotch tape on your stomach, like some day may ask, l'chura, bottle to your stomach. But without that, l'chura, it's not a problem. As a matter of fact, we find that a person is allowed to be mafsik with his zroyos, and let's say his erva sticks out past that, it doesn't say that that's a problem. So l'chura, it doesn't have to be that he can't see theoretically with his eyes if he looked down. The good is to be mafsik, to make a heftik in between the lev and the erva, and l'chura, any hefsik would work. However, somebody that's a bal basar, somebody that has a stomach which sticks out, that l'chura is not considered a hefsik, even though we saw in the Tez Rosh and Kof Hamad Vez was mitzadid, that even if you hold libra reyes erva is not a problem. Still the Gemara asks that maybe akevesh reyes erva is a problem. It's tamua. What do you mean? If you tell me lev, which is the erva nechmad, is not a problem, what's the tzad that akevesh should be a problem? So the Tez Rosh is a havamina to say that is by negeta libra is kreisa, is mafsik, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem. But by akeva, where it's directly connected to the erva, it wouldn't be mutter. Kamashmalan, that even that is mutter. But lamaisa, we paskin that libra reyes erva is a problem. And there's no chilek in the fact that his kreisa is mafsik, that's nothing. And we're not going to say that there's a difference between whether or not he goes on a diet, he doesn't go on a diet. Yesterday he was. If he sucks in all the air, so now his stomach is in, so therefore it is going to be a problem. If he pushes out, then it's not going to be a problem. Lo yishamanu v'lerinu, only by noshim, where it's be'etzem, always lamata mo'id, and therefore there's no problem with libra yisrael. But with a man, we're not going to be mechalik between the men. And the price of the place can speak this out, by the chorez adavar pashim. Now, what's the story with somebody who's lying down in a bed and he has a sheet on top of him? So the sheet is lying on him because gravity pulls it down. Is that be'etzem considered a hefsik or not? So, the chur of the mashmoyes of the Gemara is that it doesn't work. The Gemara is talking about a case. The Gemara says Yoshem Talisai. So it says that he has to be chaitzitz, even though he has the talis. Mashmoyes says even though the talis is lamaisa weighing down on him, nevertheless, you still have to make a hefsek. He could be laying on the side. I don't know if that's a mukach. But they talk about it. They bring it right from there. However, l'chur, that's only something which is not tightly pressed down against his body. However, something which is tightly against his body, then l'chur is not a problem. And so the Chazanish speaks that out. Chazanish says something which theoretically could be picked up easily, a wind will come and it'll blow it up, then in echanami, that's not considered a hefsik. But something which is tight against the body, in echanami, that would be considered a hefsik. Therefore, if a person's in a scuba diving suit, even though he has nothing being mafsik lamaisa in between his heart and his erva, it's all mechuseh with the same baguette. Nevertheless, since it's dovok against his body, therefore it's considered a hefsik and it's not a problem. It's only if it's not dovok against his body that it would not be a problem. Likewise, we find that there's another way to be mafsik, and that is the Mishnah Berurah says, the Bir Halacha brings down, you could be mafsik with covering over, he quotes the Lechem Chamudeis. The mechasa libay bebeged b'fnei atzmai sagi afemenu mazbikay al libay. You could either cover the ervo, you could be madvik something on the heart, you could be mafsik in between the heart and the ervo, or you could be hold something, a person takes off his cap and he puts it over his heart, even if he's not being madvik it on his heart, but it's just covering his heart, that is also enough. What's the reason why? L'chura, you're not being mafsik. L'chura, the mashmois is because since there it works as a kisui, here that's not working as hefsik, it's working as a kisui. And even if you're not madvikit, well, the ma'aseh, since it's a beged, which you're putting there miyuchad for the purpose of kisui, therefore it helps. What would be, it's all brought down, I think the Dershah brings it down, it's on the Yishei Yisrael, also quotes it from Shlomo Zalman, that if a person's wearing, let's say, a sleeveless undershirt, that would not be considered a beged which is miyuchad to cover the heart, and that would not be enough. And therefore we'd have to press down on the undershirt with his hand, that to push it against his body to be mafsik, either pressed down over his heart, or press down over in between his heart and his ervo to be mafsik between his heart and his ervo. You could press down over your heart if you're mechuset with the beged, with the beged. Nothing to do with sleeves, nothing. Well, I was just trying to find a case that's for. A undershirt is not there just to be mechas of the heart. It's not there for the purpose of being mechas of the heart. The chiddush of the lechem chamudis is when you take a beged bifnei atmei miyuchud, beged bifnei atmei. He says, the mechas liboy be beged bifnei atmei. If you're covering your heart with a beged bifnei atmei, then it's considered a kisui. However, if you happen to have a beged which is covering the entire top half of your body, it's not there purposely put there as a kisui for the heart. That in Echonami Yitaka would not work as a hefsek. Now, what's the story? We mentioned last Chabura and Lachur, now we had a chance to see it inside. We had a fellow who fell asleep on his porch, and unfortunately he got very burnt from the sun. And he went to the doctor, and the doctor told him, absolutely, your blisters all over the place. There's no way that you can wear a shirt for the next two weeks. The question is, how is this fellow supposed to daven Shmei Nesrei? We know that you're not allowed to, it's the end of this siman, we saw it in Tadi Aleph, it's the end of the Vav over here, that there's a chil between Shema and Shmei Nesrei, and even though Shema, you could daven, even though you don't have anything covering the top half of your body, however Shmei Nesrei, that's not the halacha. You have to be covering the top half of your body. So, we said maybe Shas L'chak is different, however the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that even if a person is the Oynes, the Bir Halacha is Mitzad, that even if a person is the Oynes, nevertheless, it's better not to daven than to daven without something covering the top half of his body. So what is this fellow supposed to do for the next 2 weeks? He's not supposed to daven Shmei Nesrei? So we're mitzadeh that he should be able to get into a box and cover himself with a box and lachar be considered a levush. Where do we see that? We see that the first Magan Avram here in the Akdama to Siman Ayin Dalet, Mishnah Berurah brings it down. If a person's in a kilo, that's considered as if he's lavush as long as the kilo is tenth sort of thing, is not tenth tefachim higher than him. Then it's considered as if he is mechuseh. Now, if that's the case in the Chur, if he's in a box also, it should also be considered if he's mechuseh. I saw the Chazanish, he's mitzadeh, that maybe Kinir, he was machalik between whether or not you're lying down, whether or not it's a shame oil, therefore it's a din of ten tefachim. He didn't speak out what the chelik would be, but he says the person's covered in a migdol, the case of the Yerushalmi that the Rush and the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah are talking about. He says, if you want to be considered covered, how wide could it be? If you're in a huge box that's 10 feet by 10 feet, is that considered mechuseh? He says, zichr l'chor yud, more than yud tvachim, for sure it should be a problem. He says, not only that, he says, yesh lain kam yerochev, di mirochev harbe, li odif mikila gva yud tvachim, v'ulei davka b'negei ha'odam b'dif no'iseo, oi b'soich gimel tvachim. He's mitzadeh that maybe it has to be so tzamud, so tight, that it surrounds you, that your body is touching the walls of the box, or at least within three tefachim, maybe also din lavud, that's considered as if your mamash considered mechuseh. It's considered your mamash covered over. The balachira in a chanami, such a thing would work. Now, if a person is halfway in and halfway out of a box, so lachira, so long as if his heart is covered and his erva is covered, then consider, I'm sorry, if he's halfway in and halfway out of the box, says the Mishnah Berurah, if your heart is outside of the box and your erva is inside of the box, we're not going to say that it's like you're standing inside of the water and your heart is outside of the water. because he brings it down, the Bir Halacha brings it down, within kilo, im hoiti reishe v'libay chutz l'kilo, aser davikilu kuloy l'chutz. It's kilo as if you're totally outside. In other words, the kilo is a rishus bifnei atzmai, but if roig of your body is outside of this kilo, then you can't be considered as if you're inside of the kilo. And therefore, certainly it's not going to be considered a hefsik in between your lev and your erva. It's not like you're sitting in the water where the water is mamash davik against your body. The Chazon Ish is chilek. Chazon Ish says, no, l'cherek l'kama has a din rishus bifnei atzmai, and it's kilo as if you're in the rishus, then it could also be mafsik. The ma'is mission board would be machmer. The best thing l'chera for our fellow who is burnt is, at least, if he has the ability to wear underwear, he certainly should. Yes, if he's not able to, he should get a very small box. And he should at least separate himself between his erva and his lev. As long as he's covered up to his head, to his savari, then l'chura, it should be mutter for him to daven in such a case. How he's going to do an afram kurim, we'll worry about when we get there. But l'chura al se'etem din, l'chura that should be mutter. Sif beis. Ha'reichetz, orim b'mayim tzulim, v'reitze lishtois. Yechaseh bebegem mimatel liba kedesh lo yalibrei es ha'erva. This is the case of Rabbi Nutam that Rishina brought down k'shivar. Vedafka bebegem v'yadayim lo yehavi kisui. Says the Ramo, v'hu adin b'chaseh reish v'yadav lo yimikir kisui reish. Ayn l'kamon simin tzadi aleph. V'im hoyu amayim achurim she'in evar v'nirin behem mutel likreis v'besechon shle yereichan ra hu shle yereichan ra v'mein li v'sech amayim rak lamala me'amayim af etzulim shari. Says the Ramo, divrei atzmai. Now this halacha of a person is halfway in the water and halfway out of the water, that as long as his lave is outside of the water, then it's not a problem. It's not a problem of liberes the erva. You don't need any other hefsik. The fact that even if the water is clear, as long as you're not looking inside the water, the liberes the erva is not a problem. The lave is outside of the water. His erva is inside of the water is considered to be mafsik. Now, the Olam had a lot of trouble with this. Understandably, so did Achrenim. Look at the Pri Chodesh, amongst others. He's ma'arech to be matmir on this halacha. And he says, I don't understand. Your inayim, they can't be looking at the erva. Your lev also, l'chari, can't be looking at the erva. What's the difference? That the lev is outside. L'chari, maybe the way we would say it is, the lev never looks straight or down, right? But we always have a problem that the lev can look down and see the erva. So what's the difference if it's outside of the water? The same way the eyes aren't allowed to look down, the lev shouldn't be allowed to look down. He says, b'chlal, l'chari, why should it, mehechate say that it should be considered a hefsik? Says the Pri Chodesh, and not only that, he says the Choritz Mavur in the Gemara, not that way, because the Gemara says that the person is Yerishivat Tzavar B'mayim, then the halacha is, if he wants to say Shema, then he has to be Ma'acher, he has to, in fact the Gemara, L'chor Libereis Erevos, the Gemara says he's Ma'acher the water, and the question is, why does the Gemara say much better Teretz, that he comes out of the water, that his leaves should be above the water? Why is it much better teretz? Because you don't always have the ability to be ma'ach of the water. If it's clean water, you're in a gigas, you can't be ma'ach of the water. But here, you always have an etzem. Get up out of the water and put your heart outside of the water. Vice ois, that putting your heart outside of the water is not going to do anything, and there's still a problem of libra yisa erva, and therefore it doesn't work. Lamais al achrenim went not that way. The chidom, Rav Yosef, is madchez, the pri chodesh is raiz, nidainim. But lamais al roiv ruben shall. Sounds like Rishonim and Achrenim both go that it's not a problem, it's considered a hefsik, and therefore, as long as your heart is outside, it's not a problem. Now, leave there. Maybe I'll just speak it out because Adam was a little bit bothered by this. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, if you're in a gigus, then there's a shaila whether or not you could be ma'acherit. Even if you're in a gigas in your barrel, you could do that. What's going on over here? You could be ma'achar the water. Is there dirt inside or there's no dirt inside? If there's dirt inside, you can be ma'achar the water. If there's no dirt inside, you can be ma'achar the water. If there's machlekes whether or not you can be ma'achar the water in a gigas, what's going on? So I saw that there's machlekes. I saw somebody want to be mefarish. Now he's v'hoder, Mishnah Berurah. The bottom of the word mitzadid that maybe it's talking about that there's a little bit. Behechret, there's always a little bit of dirt at the bottom of a barrel. The question is, how much dirt do you need? Imam Shay has to be black with dirt, then you should be totally covered, or even a little bit of dirt, that's also enough. Or Zeru is Matad, that even a little bit is dirt enough. We all know Imam Shay has to be very dirty. It should be Mayim Achurim. But this is only Lamaisa, if it's Mayim Achurim, Lachur, we don't find anywhere, there are Lamaisas, we don't find anywhere that if you shake the water around, even though it gets the water to be fuzzy, like the glass over here, plastic windows over here, that does not, even though it's not clear, We didn't find anywhere that makes it, even though you can't see it as clear, it's that's not Mayim Achurim, and that's not going to work. They do talk about the Rosh Hashulchan says that if it gets soapy, the water gets soapy and it's white, and that's also good enough. But without that, L'chur, it's a problem. Sif Gimel. Im Ha'odim Achavik Zoreis, Gufa Bezoreisav, Danin Alei, Kiav Soko. This is also Machlekes Achreinim, whether or not a person could be mafsik between his heart and his erva by hugging himself with his arms. Lamaisa, Mishabur brings down that there are Achreinim that say that it doesn't work. The same way that it doesn't work to be mechasi yourself with your hand, it doesn't work to make a hefsik with your hand. And we say, no, there's a chilik between, like the Drisha, Prisha was Masbir, there's a chilik between Kisui and hefsik. Kisui, you can be mechasa with something which is more of the same thing. Hefsik, even if it's the same thing, but lamaisa it's masik. Lamaisa it's masik, and therefore it works, and that's how we paskin. However, a person should be careful, l'chura, if he's being masik and he wants to make a bracha, then he shouldn't be touching himself with his hands. Because once he touches himself with his hands, then he's touching a makom mechusen, and therefore he would not be able to make a bracha. The whole reason why you're covering it, you're being mechalik, you're being mafsik, is to be able to make a bracha. If you're touching yourself on a makom mechusen, then you can't make the bracha. The shayla is, what do women do b'shas that they're in the mikvah? They're in the water. So does that make a difference that they're in the water? If a person is in the shower and he showers for 4 hours and 15 minutes, and then he comes out and he touches a makom mechusen, does he have to wash his hands again? That we saw is the Pesham Zalman and the Eish Avram, they wanted to say Leplug, that you have to. But this is even better. Because the mice are in the water. Your mom is in the water. Now, it's hard to say that it's a problem. I saw in a Hanami, the Shevet Alevi was Machmer. He said that you shouldn't. That's how many do. They talk you just cover yourself without touching with your hands, which is fine. However, myself brought down from Pesham Zalman and the Chutshani in Simid Reish and Yerideo. They say that even if you're touching yourself, if you're inside the water, then it's not a problem. Once again, if you're outside the water, let's say the case of then that would be a problem. You should not touch yourself. Sif Dalit. Yesh mi shoimer shanoshim yichelon levarach lesbal kshen levushis hacholak afopi sheenon mafsikis lamata me'aleif. There are those that say yesh mi shoimer that women don't have an issue of liben reis ha'ervel. Says the Ramal v'imhen arumay star shtei ervashan truz bekarkos sheish v'tal shar davar the oz ein liban roya ervashalehen mashenkim ish. The Achrayim already say that Tari Surfer over here, it shouldn't say ein liban roya se erva, because B'chlawi just said that there's no problem liban roya se erva. It means that ein ervasan niris. Lamaisa, how is this negeh? It's very negeh. Every time the woman goes to the mikvah, does a woman have to be mafsik? Is there a problem of liban roya se erva? So, women that are Svardi women, the meaning is that they make the bracha on the tefillah before they go into the water. They are generally wearing a robe at that time, and then they make the bracha, and then they take off the robe, and then they go into the mikvah. That's as the Mechaber says in Simin Reish, is what they should do. So now, if they're covered with a robe, l'chara, the erva is not magula, it's not a problem. If you hold that there's no problem leaving raise the erva, you don't even have to be mastic. If there's a belt, terrific. If there's no belt, L'chara Mizino from the Mechaber, the Mashmai says that you do not have to be masik. However, L'chara Al-Tani Yosef would be Mashma that it is better because he only brings it down as a Yesh Misha Oimer. Now we know, for those that learn Tilchus Nida, Shabbos, other places, that when the Mechaber says Yesh Misha Oimer, Lav Dafka doesn't mean that there's anybody that's Chirlik. Rather, since he only found the Halach in one Rishon and the other Rishonim did not discuss it, therefore, he said Yesh Mishayimer. It's not something which is in the Rishonim and there's a big machlokes about it and there's a big nidin about it. He only found in one Rishon. There's Archas Chaim that says this. Mameila, he quotes it as a Yesh Mishayimer. So Lav Dafka doesn't mean that the Mechab, that somebody is being Cholik here. However, L'chera, Tzadi Yesh Tzarev, you might as well, that's what the Shach and the Taz say. Even if you hold Liban is Einer, there's no problem of Liban is Erval, Tzadi Yesh Tzarev, you might as well be Maftik. So if a woman is wearing a robe, the Sephardi woman, she should just take the belt and tie it before she makes the bracha lechatchila. However, l'chara it is not ma'akif. Now, that's with Sephardi woman. Ashkenazi women have a much bigger problem. Why? Because the minhag of Ashkenazim is that they make the bracha once they're ready in the mikvah. There's a big issue when you get the tefillah, and that is that a ger cannot make a bracha on the tefillah before he goes. Every bracha is supposed to be made over lasiyasim. Now, a ger can make a bracha over lasiyasim of the tefillah because he's a guy. So you can't make the bracha. So you can only make the bracha after the tefillah. Up to that, we say that we should always make a bracha afterwards when you get to Netil Tzedayim. We say the same thing also when you get to Tara, these type of things. The bracha is always made afterwards as opposed to beforehand. But we also want to get an everlasting outside. So how do we do that? So the meaning is to be tevil twice, l'chol apachis. Most women are tevil at least three times. But the meaning is to be tevil twice, and that is once they go down, then they make the bracha, and then tevil a second time. Now, midina l'chara, even one time is enough. However, like the Ramah says over there, either way, you're making the bracha while you're still in the mikvah. Now, when she's in the mikvah, she is not wearing any clothing. And therefore, there's a problem. If there would be a problem of libra yisa erva, then there would be an issue. And they'd have to make a, they'd have to be mastic. So, the first thing is that when she makes the bracha, she has to make sure that her erva is mechusa. Is water considered a kisui? The Drisha says in Simin Reish, it's not considered a kisui, since it's clear. However, all the Achrenim go not that way, and they say that it is considered a kisui, and that's the way that we paskin alach lamaisa. It is considered a kisa. Hasliberei is the ervo. So Mr. Brewer brings down over here, it's machlekes, whether or not there's a problem. The Bach holds that there is a problem, believe it is the ervo. Lamaisa, the Taz and the Shach, there, in Simin Reish, even though they say Meikar Adin, there's no problem, believe it is the ervo. Nevertheless, lechatchila, we should be chayshish for it. Al Tzara used to tell you the best thing is to be chayshish for it. Therefore, they should be mafsik. Now, what's the best way to go about doing this? So, one way is to take, to stand that her lave should be outside of the water, and the erva should be inside the water. That way, you have, you don't have a problem, libra is the erva, because you have the water being mafsik. However, Al-Sias, the Taz says in Simin Reish, it's better that she should be covered, as much of her body should be covered, so it's better that she should go in, and practically, that is the metzias generally in a mikvah. Because the mikvah is supposed to be a zeres, which is a half a amma above the navel, which is generally going to cover, and since they want to make sure that it covers, no matter whether the woman is 4 foot 8 inches or 5 foot 11, therefore they make sure that there's a lot of water in the mikvah, and it's deep enough, and therefore the standard woman in the standard mikvah, unless they go to Chabad mikvah, and then, which is long and narrow, then it's her heart is covered. Her heart is covered, and basically she's covered up to her... Basically, she's covered up to her neck. In that case, in a chanami, a woman would have to be mafsik with her hands. She should be mafsik with her hands. Not like we mentioned in the past. If the whole reason why you're doing it, this is the minig of women. The minig is that women are makbid to be mafsik. However, the nekuda is not to cover over the shadayim. That's not what they're trying to do. As a matter of fact, that's if she does that, she's mamish ruining the whole point. Because she's not being mafsik between her lave and her erva, which is what she's trying to do. So the shadayim are covered over, they bechlal, they're in the water, they're covered over. There's no reason to cover them over. And they're missing the point of being mafsik between the lave and the erva, mameila, lechatchila, if a woman wants to be makbid on this, which the achrenim say that they should, Mishnah Berurah says, then lechatchila to be mafsik in between the lave and the erva, and not higher up than that. You don't have to drive your wife crazy. The mice is not maki, but the evidence. Now, is a woman... Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah says that this is all when they're in the water, but if they're not in the water, then there's a problem of erva magula. The Hainu, even if a person has his head outside of the window and his heart is outside the window, nevertheless, if his erva is Megula inside the house, that's a problem. Pashtus and Isser Daraisa of Evergotos and Megula, the year Becha, means that it could be seen. Rashi Al-Tariya says that a Kodesh Baruch shouldn't be able to see. That's erva which is Megula, and that's a problem. That's a problem even Benegea Tinashim. The Bach is Chirlik, however, the Achrenim say that's a problem even Benegea Tinashim, which is interesting because. We don't have an issue, midina we paskin, that ain't liben reyes the erva. Which means lachur, that the erva is lamata me'oid, and it doesn't stick out at all. But nevertheless, there's a problem of erva megula. Why should it be considered as if the erva megula, lachur, their legs are covering them? She's standing straight up, lachur, her erva should be covered. There's no problem of liben reyes the erva. So why should it be considered erva se megula? Kinir, the very fact that there's nothing that's covering her, that in itself is Ervasa Megula. It happens to be, say, in Sanhedrin, that a woman gets stoned, so she's supposed to be covered in the front and the back. Shekulei Erva, it's all considered Erva, as opposed to the men only in the front. but it's also it's kule erva. So even though lemaisa ain't libra nois the erva, there's still a problem that the erva is considered megula if it's not covered at all. So as long as she covers it in the ground, she covers it in a, it's not a problem. Now, what's with agavis? So agavis yesh be mishum erva or imem mishum erva. So machlekes achrayim. It's not clear how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Mishnah Berurah brings down over here. I am agan avram siman reish vav. The daitay the af im agavis nirin ein lahakpid. The agavis imem mishum erva. V'chein mashmak tas mibir agro. Well, your rabba pasuk the agavis yesh be mishum erva. That's how Mishnah Berurah ends off. So we know. Usually when he ends off a certain way, that's what his mashma. But mitzad sheni, when he brings down the goyin is a big machriya. Like he says in his akdama, when he's quoting the list of the achrenim, and he says, how are we going to be machriya? He says, lo yisi otzo bodover melechapis b'chlal sifri shara achrenim liris al mimi akidoishim daite poina lamaiso, ubefrat v'bir hagro, shu erin she yisrael, v'yeset shakol toliboy, kudai lachriya dover. So usually the Mishnah Berurah gives the goyin a lot of weight when he gets to achro. Lamaisa over here, he only brings down Mechein Mash Maktaf Mebir Agro. If you look Lamaisa in Simin Reish Vav, there the Mishnah Berurah, this halacha is brought down also in Simin Reish Vav, the exact same halacha. It says, V'lo yivarech arim at shechaser vosa v'med v'armur v'ish av ish yishevet v'penen shomata tuchas b'kaka y'vazem es kaser vosa v'ayin la'il simin ayin da'al tev da'al. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's the base yisif. A person should be machmir lichatchila by agavis, which maybe comes out what's considered agavis. If you look at the El Yerabo, he quotes a prisha. He says the agavis means the if a person can see the kemet in between the agavis. The mark in between the two sides of the agaves, as opposed to the sides, that's not considered agaves, which would mean sometimes, practically, if a person is, it could be possible that a person is bending over, even a man. If you hold the agaves yesh mem mishum erva, a man is bending over. If you could see the kemet of the agaves, then it's aser to be mevarek of bracha at that time, which it's lachura. It's common, specifically, I think, with Arabs. They're not so makbid. But if we paskin that even by erva's goy is considered an erva, then lechora is a problem. The goy is working in your house, lechora is to make a bracha. Lechatchila, one should be machmer, not to make a bracha. And if this atzimus ha'inayin doesn't help, if it has a din of mamish erva, then you need chazaras panim, lechora, that will see mirtz Hashem and ayin hei sivov, for those who didn't see that yet. Sif hei. Shar evarav reina se erva mutter, avam ezim evarav. Noigea bein bervasei bein bervas chaveri also the Chris Kirschman is pal. We are choisev she'erva she'chevas alein tzarach lafsikim bebeger leichikim beinin shleiga hagid bohen. This is a halacha which maybe many people are not aware of, and that is that if the erva, if a person's aver is touching his thigh, then it's aser to lein Kirschman or say davar shabekdusha. The tzarach lafsikim bebeger leichikim beinin shleiga hagid bohen. Now, it maybe depends on what type of clothing a person wears. It does depend on what type of clothing a person wears. And befrat if a person's wearing something which is, or he's wearing a robe, or he's wearing a bathing suit, or kudeme, then it's much more common. The shaila is, why are people not makbid b'negeya to this? So, if you look in the Hagoyis on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Eshel Avram, which is on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, he's Mitzayin, he says, Ayin Beis David, instead of Yud Dalid, it's supposed to be Beis Dalid. For those that have the girsa, incorrect girsa, the Beis David is Simem Gimel, Loma in his Haram Bozeh. So I looked up the Beis David. The Beis David says that it's really a machlokes as to what exactly the problem is. Chesed seems to say that the chashash is that we were goyzer shara evarav otu yadayim, that if he's not wearing mechnasayim, then maybe he's going to be able to touch. He says bizmaneinu that we wear mechnasayim, but maybe it's not matzri b'chol. And therefore, lo yinogu ledaktik bazeh. Because the only reason is that you might come to touch, if your other evarim touch, you might come to touch with your hand. But if you're wearing mechnasayim, if you're wearing pants, then there's not such a real chash. And therefore, people aren't medaktik bazeh. I saw the Makor Chaim. He already 350 years ago. He says that he's chalek on the whole din. He says ludim estafino, lachor there's no problem. He says hain revisi. That's the normal oifin that the gid, the aver, touches the yerach, and there's no hair b'chol. That's the, since it's so common, since it's so normal, there's no hair. If a different aver in his body touches it, then in a chanami, that's something which is not normal. Something which is normal, then there's no hair b'chol, and therefore it's not a problem. It says ukim dumani she'in nizarn b'zeklal. He says b'chol, I don't find that the people that are nizar b'zeh. I thought maybe Balabatish, the reason why people aren't makbid on this is because if a person is going to start being makbid to make sure that his aver is not touching his thigh, so then he's going to have to be mafsik with begadim and be mafsik, and he's going to come to other a lot more bigger chashashis than this chash. And since b'di'evid tzayvi tzayt before the Mishnah Berurah that it's not ma'akiv, meila chatchila shasad chak k'di'evid ami, and meila it would be a shasad chak to be makbid on this. And therefore, it's better not to be makbid. The Mice said, Didi from Rebecca was that one should be makbid, which maybe means, depending on what type of clothing you're wearing. Or Lachaira, you should get dressed before you make a bracha. I'll tell you that, what it means. But a person shouldn't be misasik in it, obviously, but it's something to be made some leif to. Lalacha, the Mice said, some approach, Lalacha, Shulchan Aruch. However, there definitely are Gedele Chernim that say that Ein is harm b'ze. Siv Vav. This halacha we saw already beforehand, that is a chiluk between kriyashma and tefila. Kriyashma is mutter if his top half of his body is uncovered, as opposed to tefila, which is aser if he's uncovered. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that even when he gets a kriyashma, it's not lecha tefila. He says, "Afal pi shemi masim lemalo hu arim." He says, even for a stam of bracha, it doesn't pass that you should make a bracha with your top half uncovered. Means the chasila says, Mishnah Berurah, ain't enough to be mevarech if you're just wearing a bathing suit. Ain't enough. The take it out you. How you see it? The ain't enough to be mevarech if the top half of your body is not covered. So he says, Zikr lechatchila, a person shouldn't lay in Kriyashma if he's wearing a bathing suit. He should cover himself over. So now, what's the difference between Kriyashma and Tefillah? Tefillah, the halacha is that afilu b'di'eved, if you lay in Kriyashma, if you daven without anything covering the top of your body, you yaitse. And so kumtais, b'di'eved, you yaitse, side by side, side by Kriyashma, side by Tefillah. Lechatchila, side by Tefillah, side by Kriyashma, lechatchila is supposed to be covered. So what's the difference between Kriyashma and Tefillah? So first Gemara, there's a chilik. So the Mishnah Berurah has got a very gishmak. Because Mishnah Berurah was mitzadeh in Siman Tzadeh Aleph, that if a person does not have a beged, it's better not to daven Shemayin Esrei than to daven without a beged elyon. If he doesn't have something covering the top of his body, it's better not to daven Shemayin Esrei. So then, the zikr, that doesn't apply to Kriyashma. That's the chok between Kriyashma and Tefillah. A guy who doesn't have a shirt, what should he do? Daven, don't daven. Kriyashma, yes, Kriyashma. However, according to Rosh Hashanah and Rabbi Yashiv, that said that Shasat Chak to the Evidam, if a guy doesn't have a shirt, so then in a Hanami, he should daven Shemayin Esrei without a shirt. So then, there would be a mashmoris lachara, according to that, that kriyashma is mutter even lechatchila if you don't have a shirt on. Because if not, then what would be the difference? Unless you want to say that the shail is, if you have to be matriach, that you could say, by shman esse, you should be matriach to get it, even if you don't have. Rabbi Yashua was matzadi this, he says this in Shir, you should ask somebody else for a shirt, as opposed to kriyashma, if you don't have, you don't have to ask somebody else for a shirt. To daven with a undershirt, we mentioned this in the past. The truth is that there's an interesting halacha, we did not mention this, it's in Siman Nun Gimel, about a poicheach. Poicheach! V'hu mi shebigodei karua v'zeroisev megulim. Somebody that has his... They thought that the only person that would wear a shirt that didn't have sleeves was somebody that has begodei karua. But, it says that poicheach hu mi shebigodei karua v'zeroisev megulim l'yer lifnei ativo. He should not be a shat. L'chor is mafurish, that's dafka shat, which is a problem. But the daven with a sleeveless undershirt is lechura not a problem. Now, certainly lechatzchila, a person should put on a proper shirt if he could. But it's much different than not being even the people that are machmer. Even there are Mishnah Berurah that's machmer. If he's wearing a sleeveless undershirt, even lechura the Mishnah Berurah would be maskim, and he should daven Shemayin Esrei. What's with learning? You're by the beach, and you're not spending the whole time inside. You get one of those umbrellas, and you get your beach chair, your iced coffee, and you got yourself whatever safer it is. We're not going to choose the safer. We know the joke about it. You have the safer out in front of you. We'll say it after. And you're sitting there. Is there any problem to learn like that? In his bathing suit? So it's all brought down from the Oz Nidbru, Binyamin Zilber, in Chelik Bey, Sibin Nun Hey. He's mitzadid of the din of Eim of Yira, the Torah is supposed to be Eim of Yira, then in Chalam Lechatchila and one Shanat. That's really Nichla on this halacha of Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, Kriyashma and a bracha, anything which is a Davar Shabiktusha, Lachar, maybe it's only Altas Kari Shem Hashem, but Lechatchila, a person should have it. Is it Ma'akiv Medina? Lachar or not? Lachar or not? The same with the Kriyashma, it's not Ma'akiv Medina. MMA law. It's better if you have a towel, wrap it around the top of your body, and open up your Mishnah Berurah, the Siman Ayin Hey, and start learning. No. Here is for sure mutter. What?
Know that you shouldn't learn?
No, better you should learn. Should learn. I presume if you ask other people, they would say no. But, it's my, yeah. I gave my opinion. Now, there's an interesting Gemara. This halacha, the chilik between Kriyat Shema and Tevila, is mavur in the Gemara. We saw an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, Yoshev al tavare b'mayim, then he should be ma'acher the mayim and lein Kriyat Shema. Now, the Achrayim ask, in fact, the Malay Arayim, why is this guy talking about, we're talking about Vatikin, the guy that's leining Kriyat Shema on the water. For Kriyat Shema, you don't have to cover the top half of your body. You only have to cover your erva. So why is the guy Yeshiva Tzavar B'mayim? The Chor of the Feed Mishnah Berurah is not Shemir, because the Chatzchila should be Yeshiva Tzavar B'mayim. The Seder. Can you hear the Milay Arayim? Can you hear the Milay Arayim? Learned like the other Achayim? That's not a problem. So why do you have to be Yeshiva Tzavar B'mayim? Says the Milay Arayim. Because we're talking about Vasikin. What's the Mile of Vasikin? The Mile of Vasikin is to be Masmech Geula L'Tvila, to lay in Kriyat Shema, right before Netzachama, to be Masmech Geula L'Tvila, to daven Shemar Nesed, the first possible time. When's the first possible time? Exactly when Netzachama. Kumtai, this guy's davening Shemar Nesed in the water. Zezak Malayraim, and Zezak the Birar Grah, and Siman Ayin Dalet. Says the guy in the same thing, that the guy is davening inside of the water. Namely, he has to be Mechutse, Atzavar B'mayim. Now, I want to pose a question to the Olam. We had a lot of hack in Siman Tzadi Aleph about what's considered Eimel Lifnei HaMelech. Now, you could, Medina, no question about it. If a person's in water, he's considered Mechutse. Is that Eimel Lifnei HaMelech? The guy is not wearing any clothing. He's in the water. Is that Eimel Lifnei HaMelech? Why is that mutter? What's the tzad that such a thing should be mutter? Mefurish is mutter. Mefurish that it's mutter. What's the pshat? I think this is really goes back to what we were saying before, in that mashmoy to the Rishonim is that the ikur nekuda of being covered, of davening shmoneh esrei being covered, you could cover yourself with whatever you want to cover yourself. You could cover yourself with a Mickey Mouse blanket, and you could cover yourself with all types of whatever it is, 516 pairs of socks. Doesn't make a difference what you cover yourself with. The nekuda of Eimel Lifnei HaMelech means that you have to be covered. We don't find the Rishonim you have to be covered with certain type of things. You have to be covered. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, and that's if you look at the Mechaber, when in Siman Tzadi Aleph, the nekudas are going to get to how to be liberation Megula, liberation Megulim, Shein Derech Anshei HaMokim Shlo Yamed. How much do you have to be covered, how much not to be covered. Apundasai is maybe something else. L'chor, the Mekor is not from here. Even though it's also, it says, "Ein derech kovid lam l'kein l'fnei Hashem yisbarach." Says the Mishnah Berurah when he brings this down. V'chein ein nochin liyispalel bekaftin begetaftin. There's an ein nochin. There's a din which is aser and mutter. Aser mutter means that you have to be covered. How you cover yourself? Matan shteis. I'm not telling you how you have to cover yourself, but you have to be covered. So as long as you're in the water and you're covered, the midina, you're covered. It's not a problem. That's not a problem with the melech. Now you want to know what's the nochin, ein nochin. Then it's already gets into different cheshbonis. You're going to lose the mile of Vasikin. This person davens Vasikin every day. We saw in Mishnah Berurah that it's better to daven Vasikin without tefillin, be yachidus, than to daven later on with a minyan dressed and mechulu, with tefillin. There's such a time in the Bir Alacha. Right? So we see, now it's already mileless. There's the Ein and Ochrin, so they have a Vasikin they have to worry about. But us, the Iker Din, the Chor, the Mashmois, is that, we want to know also, what's the story with this guy that has burned, he's got a sunburn. Can he daven in the box? Is that Eimel Lifnei HaMelech? I don't know anybody Eimel Lifnei HaMelech without any clothing on inside of a box. However, al tadirim mechusek, will come in there and consider mechusek, and this is the matzah that you do, it's either this or not davening b'chlal, then this is what we do in Echanam. The chura that would be considered the din of, al tadirim din of Eimel Lifnei HaMelech, including the mistafim. That's Siman Ayin Dalet. Siman Ayin Hey, Sif Aleph. We're going to leave Sairais for after Tuesday, Be'ez Hashem. That's not the reason why, but. The Mechaber says, Siman Ayin Hei. Tefach Magula B'Isha. It's interesting that Siman Ayin Dalet comes before Siman Ayin Hei. Ayin Dalet is not the Etzem Halacha, it's only the Rabban of Liberates Erva, and Ayin Hei is the Etzem Dinim of Erva. Tefach Magula B'Isha B'Mokum Shadarka Lechaseis Afilu Yishto Yosir Likris Kriyash Mar Kenegdo. V'yeshir M'dafka B'Ishto V'Isha Acheres Afilu Pochum Mitefach Havi Erva. V'nir M'divi Arosh, the Tefach B'Isha Erva Afilu Isha Acheres. Rakshba'as Mi'chad Likris Afilu Isha Yerum Mok Lel Siman Ayin. Ayin Dalet. Now this din of Tefach B'Isha Ervo, it's not mavur whether or not it's a din deraisa. It's not mavur where the Shir Tefach come from. Is it deraisa derabanan with all the nafkah communities that are going to come out from it? So Nishmas Adam clears this in Klal Dalet, Mishnah the Chay Adam. The Nishmas Adam declares, is it a din deraisa, is it a din derabanan? From the Bir Alocha in the Goyin, it's mashma that it's a din deraisa. From Kama Mekoyimis in the Achrenim, it's mashma that it's only din derabanan. It's not a din deraisa, it's only al tachshash hir. Now it's not be'etem erval. L'chura, that would really be whether or not another woman is asked to lay in kineged a woman who's tefach is megula. L'chura should be telling in whether or not it's be'etem adin erva. They give it adin erval. Then even for another woman would be a problem, even if there's no hair. Or it's only a chashash of hair, which is a chashash derabanan that they're chashash that it's gerim hair. It seems that most of the chayim go that it's a chashash derabanan, it's only gerim hair, and therefore, since it's adin derabanan, the mele is going to have kulois. One of the coolest is, like the Mishnah Berurah says over here, that it's Mahani Yatzimus Yinayim. Even though, Benegea to Erva Mamish, the proper Erva, and Sif Vav, it's Mavur, that all the Achrayim learn not like the Mechaber. And they hold that it doesn't help to close your eyes in front of Erva. You have to turn your entire body, not just your head, your entire body, that it's behind you. However, with regard to certain cases, we'll see Erva Bashashis and Erva in the water, and also Tefach B'Isha Erva, Sar B'Isha, Sar for sure, is Mahani Yatzimus Yinayim. The Mishnah Berurah says also, we'll see in a second, that also Vishas Adchak, we could be Semech, that it's, since it's only Echshash Hirer, Mahani Yatzimus Yinayim. It's not really considered Erva. What's with the Shir? Where does the Shir Tefach come from? The Bach says that the Mokom HaTurfo is a Tefach, and the Makor Chaim says that the Mokom of the Gemara and Sukkah says that the Kruvim were a Tefach, the face of the Kruvim were a Tefach, because the ponim of a person is not less than a Tefach. So since a Mokom Megula in an Isha is a Tefach, we see that there's no, we didn't find that there's any Isser of Re'iyah of the a woman's face. But Meila, we see that El Chol HaPachis, a Tefach is not considered a, up until a Tefach is not a problem of Erva. Now, with regard to Satzimis Einayim, this is L'chero, very common. A person's on a bus, and not everybody in the bus dresses the way they do like them to dress. And therefore, a woman who does not have her hair covered, or she's wearing short sleeves, or less than that, then the shaila is what to do. So, very often you can move to a different seat. That's the simplest way. Get out of the issue. First of all, don't sit for the remainder of the trip, for the next 2 hours to Haifa, behind this woman. Move, get up and move. However, it's not that simple when you're on a plane. And your plane, you can't just get up and move. And there's all types of, everybody knows, been on the flames and they're trying to move people around. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. Now, even to just turn around to the side doesn't always help, because you have on the front and you have behind you, depending on what group came to, is coming, flying to Eretz Yisrael or back. So, what time of year it is. But Melo, what are you going to do? You can't turn to a different way. So in the next 12 hours, you're doomed to spacing out and looking at the plane go over Greenland, because you're gonna have nothing to do and you can't fall asleep. And Erva Bashashis is to look at the rest of the things that are going on over there. So what is this person supposed to do? So the halacha is, says the Mishnah Berurah B'Shas Adchak, since it's only a shayla of Tefach B'Isha Erva, for sure for Sar, it says the Mishnah Berurah, for sure for Sar, which is only a Din D'Rabbanan. By Sar, we do not find, the Nishmas on the point is out, we do not find in the Torah that Sar is considered Erva. We find that it's a Dover which is Mishabeach Ba'akra, but it's not called Erva. It's not called Erva, it's partial that it's within their abundance. Tefach B'Isha is Mistave, and Yerech, which also says Lashon of Erva, that's a suffix. By Sar, it's Pachmus Tefach, for sure it's not within their Isa, for sure it's Timsenayim Habs. If it's Tefach B'Isha, it says Mishaburu B'Shas Tzchak, a person could be Megal. And the Chazon Ish says, "Lav dafka etzimus yinayim," even to turn away. And the oifen that you don't see, you're not margish b'chlal. That's also fine. It has to be the imamish not margish, and also you don't see out of your peripheral vision. V'kedoyimah. Some people say the Bachatri talks about covering your eyes is even better, because that way, when the nekuda of in not helping closing your eyes connected to erva is because you could, it still could be seen. You just have to open your eyes. Even by sumo l'chera, even though he can't open his eyes, maybe we're not mechalek to get to that, it could be seen. However, if you put up something in between, so then even if you open your eyes, it can't be seen. And that's where it comes from, like the Kamech says, to put a sefer maybe in between. Best thing is to turn, look down, and that's look down on your sefer. As long as you're not looking, Itzim Yisenayim helps, even without, this is a big savior, Itzim Yisenayim helps, even without, or not looking, which means look down on your sefer, look down on your sefer, it will help you with regard to this. If you could turn around, terrific. I heard a story about Rav Rom Ginachovsky, that he was once, he was making Kiddush, and there was somebody there that was not covering their hair, was not properly dressed. So he picks up the Kiddush cup, and he says, holding the bech in his hand, and he calls out, Mizrach! And he turns around, and he starts making Kiddush. That's Rav Ginachovsky is a gadol in Menom Lechaver, and he found a way out of it. But you don't always have the problem, you know, you can't always just get up and do a Bayi B'Shalom B'Teretz Ba'alo on the plane for the next 12 hours, be facing the back. And Lav Dafka doesn't help. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, says that it helps. And
Tevach Rish
L'Chatchilo, you should turn away your entire body. If you can't turn away your entire body, then you could at least be Machzer, you could turn to the side as long as you can't see, or close your eyes. That is B'Shas Atchak, a person could be Semuch on that.
Only hair, everything.
Hair, everything. Tevach B'Yishe. If it's her Yerach, then it's not so Pashit. Then it might be a Shal of Adaraisa. And it might not work. But it sounds like from the Chazanish that it would work even when you get to that. Everything aside from Erva proper would work B'Shas Atchak. Now, the Bir Halacha brings down that this din of Tevach Megula is Lav Dafka by an older woman. As long as the girl is 3 years old, there's already a problem. Yodua, the Chazanish, was Matzadid, he says, Kivin the Kol Hani Dvarim, Einon Elam Yishum Hir, Memele Mistaber, that it only, when it's Ma'ur Hirer, is it a problem. And Memele says, Dafka, his Lashon is, Ein Kan Shir Bishanim, Hayanir the Kol Shein Daitin, Shob Bnei Adam Alein Mutter. Anytime that it's not Daitin, Shob Bnei Adam Alein, the people look at her as a baby, as a little infant, toddler, not as a little woman, young woman. Memele says, "Ein kan shir b'shanim ela lafi mitziusan mekatnas gufan." It really depends on how developed this young lady is. Once she's already slightly developed, and it's already becomes a chashash hirer, then it's going to be aser. Exactly what age? That's exactly what the Chazanish is coming lafuke, that there is no age. It really depends on each girl. Lemaisa, they say, Chaim said, it's about age 7, depending on giving. Just to throw out a number, but Be'esim, that's really not what it's telling in Bechla. The Lamaisa, how do we go Lamaisa? I saw that some Zalman says it's certainly going to get to Istachlus. It says even Anoshim Chashuvin are not Machbir going to get to this. The Frat of the Chazanish says that it's not like the Mishnah Berurah. Lamaisa, I heard from Berkowitz, and I think that is the Minhag HaOlam, to be Mekel going to get to girls that if Tevach B'Yishe Erva, even if she's wearing a short sleeve shirt and she's 4 years old, still not a problem. You're allowed to say a davar shebekdusha, connect it, as long as she's not a young woman. That's certainly the minigarla. This, however, is only benigayat to istaklus and benigayat to davar shebekdusha. This is not benigayat to yichud. Yichud is aser if the girl is over the age of 3 years old. That all the priests say. There is one sheet that was not the way, but lamaisa, the priests you're going to find it for me. I'm not going to. But Lamaisa, the Paiskim all go Lahalacha, not that way. As long as she's 3 years old, there is already an issue of Erva, of Yichud. Sorry. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, but again, to Sheik. What's Sheik B'Isha Erva? Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'chein B'Perseis Regal Ad HaSheik V'hu Ad Mokim Shenikri Kni B'loshen Ashkenaz, which is the Berech. B'mokim Shadak and Lelech Yachav Mutter Likris Kenegdan Shekim Shiragal Ben Ein Ba'ali Dehir. Comes along Mr. Brura with a kula and a chumra. Comes along Mr. Brura and he says that the din of shaykh, what is a woman's shaykh? Says the Mr. Brura, a woman's shaykh is only from the knee above and above. However, below the knee, that's not considered shaykh, and the male doesn't have a din of erva, and it's totally in minigam mekaymais. Now, we saw the Rishonim, and we saw the Bach, and we saw, and the Mashmois was, they're still not that way. Because the Beis Yosef asked the question, he says, why does the Gemara say, why was the Chizim Mechadish, Sheik B'Yishe Erva? Why is it different than any other Makom Mechusa? Ad Shematofi, the Raj Roshim, the Raivin, that says because it's not a Mokoyim Tzanua Ba'ish, and therefore I would have had a Havimina that Ba'ish it's not a problem. It's not a Mokoyim Tzanua Ba'ish means the top half of the leg. That's not a Mokoyim Tzanua Ba'ish. Most of the time, maybe nowadays people walk around in all types of stuff, without all types of stuff. But certainly it's the standard person, it's a Mokoyim Tzanua. From underneath the knee, then it's not. It's Mokoyim Tzanua Behechlet, I think is the Lashon of the Chazanish. Not only that, the Bach says that the reason why the bottom half of the Chiddush of the Shaik is that even though it's a generally Meluchluch, it's generally dirty, then I would have a Havamina that it should be, it's not a Mokum of here. Now what's that, what's the top half above her knee is generally Meluchluch? The bottom half, there's dirt, there's mud, v'chulu. The Mashmai says, the Chazanish brings these Rayas, among others, that Lachar, the Mashmai says, that shaykh is not from the knee above to the thigh, rather it's below the knee, to the foot, to the ankle. That would be the shaykh. And that should be Asr. However, he brings another bunch of Mar Mekemis, that Chazanish, this is in Tez Zayin, Ois Ches, that are mashma, that the shaykh is taka, like the Mishnah Berurah learned, that it is the top half, from above the knee to the thigh, and underneath is less. And the Meili says, V'kosha la'achriya ha'dover. Says the Chazanish, Lamaisa Kosher Lachriya Adover, and the minig of many is to be makel Lamaisa like the Mishnah Berurah, that underneath the knee is considered the shaykh, is not considered the shaykh. The shaykh is above the knee, and the male underneath the knee is telling whether or not it's covered or not. And that's what I hear from Berkowitz. That's the minig of the makel. The Maisa, there are places that they certainly are machmer, in Meyasharim they certainly machmer, that it should be covered. However, the Maisa, this is comes out of Big Kula. And that is that in a place where the minig is not to cover, if you were certain Moshavim, you come there, and then in Hanami, they don't cover. You want to know if you live in a different place and you go there, whether or not it's a problem. That Mr. Moore discusses, we'll see that when he gets to the Sif Beis, when he gets to Tyrus Arash and Pan Ochris. We'll get up to that, Beis Hashem. But the Maisa, after Ezem Mokim, Kokam, that the minig is not to cover, then it's not a problem. The same thing would apply with regard to covering the legs with stockings. If the bottom leg from underneath the knee is covered with a stocking, even if the stocking is theoretically see-through, if that is the minig ha'olam to go around like that, then it's not a problem. Because as long as the minig you will have to, it's telling the minig ha'olam, whatever the minig ha'olam is. If the minig ha'olam is to be mechased, then in a chanami, if it's not thick enough, then it's not going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. I'm just giving the klalim. Everybody can figure it out themselves. What's that? The shaykh for sure is not mutter. Shaykh is a problem, even if the derech is. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is all with regard to up until the knee. From the knee and above, then even if the derech is to walk around like that, and from the elbow above, even if the minig is to walk around like that, it does not help. The shaykh is, why not? If you look at the Sharetzi and he quotes the Gemara in Ksubis, Das Yehudis, the minig of Tznuis, the minig of Nashim, is to walk around like that, like Rashi says in Ksubis of Ayin Beis Amar Aleph, that Das Yehudis is the way that woman fears the Jewish woman fears the. Now, it says that a woman is Megalazor Yisrael B'Shuk, she's a Veres of Das Yehudis, she shows her arms in the Shuk, she's a Veres of Das Yehudis. There's some people that learn that means the bottom half, from between the palm of your hand and your elbow. We might go that it's from the elbow above. The shaila is, if everybody's knowing to go like that, so then obviously that's not the minik. So the chur should be fine. That is mavur in the Mishnah Berurah that we do not say that. There are certain things that are totally in the minik, and certain things that are be'etzem priestess, and it doesn't help a minik. One of the things that's be'etzem priestess and doesn't help a minik is what it says in the Gemara, it's priestess. To be megalaz, right? It's be'shuk, it's be'etzem priestess. Not only that, the Mishnah, the Chazanish is mistopic b'negiah to the side b'negiah to lower down from the elbow and side b'negiah to lower down from the knee, whether or not it's be'etzem amokum of priestess, according to those that are machmer, and it helps the minig or not. L'maisa, we go that it does help a minig, and in a chanami, if the minig is not to cover underneath the elbow to the palm of the hand, or underneath the knee, then it's not a problem. But above that is a problem. That's a Mefurush Gemara, that's a problem, and it doesn't help. The Melo, if somebody's wearing, even if the person is wearing stockings, if the stockings are not the thickness that you cannot see, even if you can't tell what you're seeing, but if they're not the thickness that cover the skin, then if it goes up above her knees, then it's going to be a problem. Likewise, if her elbow is uncovered, that's also going to be a problem. If it's a tefach of tefach b'isha erva, even if everybody in your community walks around that way, that's exactly what the Shabbat says, that it doesn't help if everybody does that. That is problematic. The mail will be a problem if a person is wearing a skirt that is not covering their knees. Then in a hanami, it is problematic. Closing your eyes is that's a shaila. Once it's shaik maybe is a bigger shaila of a daraisa because the Torah calls it erva, and mainly won't help atimus einayim. Tefach, lechor what? It's bashoshes. So it could be that it's bashoshes. It could be that it's covered over. Only question is what din that it, does it have? The truth is that it has din bashoshes. That's mavur. We'll see. We saw that in the Bir Halacha that if it's a beged act and has din of a shoshes and a timus and I'm well, you're absolutely right. Unless it mamish has a din of a erva. Unless it mamish has a din of a erva, even if it does, then the chorus erva shoshes and it would help. Yes, a timus and I'm would help in such a case. Timus and I'm would help in such a case. Now, the pshat in the Ramah says the near midiv erosh the tevach bisha erva fil isha acheres v'akshabas miyachol alikreis. There's two ways to learn this Ramah. Does he mean to say that even for Nashim, there's a problem if they're looking at another Isha who has a Tevach B'Isha Megula? That was the Mashmois of the Rush, and Lamaisa the Achrein, which would be a little bit schwer, because if by a different woman there's a problem to see if there's a Tevach Megula, then how do you have the Halacha of Isha Yosheves Mekoitza L'Chalas Aruma? Her body is uncovered. And even by Nashim it's a problem. You have to be Mechalik and say that it's Shayach Hirur by Nashim. And Memela, since it's Shayach Hirur by Nashim, like we find possibly the Al-Yurabba says this in Siman Ayin Gimel of two women sleeping in a bed together. Nashim HaMaseile Zubazu. The Madani Yontif says this when he gets to this halacha, when he learns this pshat in the Ramah, in the Rush. And he says, Nashim HaMaseile Zubazu, the Gemara Nivamis, of there is Shaykh Hur. Mamela, they were goyzer also by a woman, but a woman by herself, that's not a problem. There's no chshash Hur, and therefore she's allowed to be mafsik. Lemaisa, Rav Achronim learned not that way. Rav Achronim learned that it's a Toy Sefer in the Rush, and the Rush didn't mean a cheres, that a different woman is a problematic when she sees a woman who has a tefach megula. Rather, it's supposed to say achirim, and it's only men. As a matter of fact, the Beis Yosef puts together the Rashba and the Rush, and the Rashba, the Hedya, says that it's only going with regard to men because of chashash of hirim. Memela, that's how they learn Medasta Ramah, and they learn as follows. The Mechaber says that tefach is a problem of, tefach megula is a problem to learn Kriyishma. Says Ramah, v'yeshem b'davka b'ishtoy b'isha cheres even less than a tefach. However, near b'divei rosh, the tefach b'isha erva afil isha cheres. From the rosh, he's being machria on that I don't have to be worried that by isha cheres has the same din as ishtoy, and even it's only a tefach and not less than a tefach. L'chur, that's how the Mishnah Berurah is being machria. That seems to be how he's machria. Then in Chanami, a woman to woman is not a problem unless her mamash or erva is megula, and l'chur should come out in cheshbon also. That pachas mitefach by isha cheres lechoro is not a problem as long as it's not hitzakus. Lechoro that's how you come out of cheshbon, even though Mishnah Berurah does not discuss it. The last thing that we will discuss for 2 minutes is the next Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, "Kol zelai erlin isur kriyishma the isur laharbi poiskim likris negedem agulo." Afilo b'leim echav l'istakulei le'ini nisr estaklus l'kul yam l'istakul b'isha afilo bet b'ktano kibin estakul henus evi b'lav d'lois nesur achar levavchem v'om rush afilo yish b'yod eturim asam tegul l'inak b'dinu shol gehenim v'riyu ba'am l'fi tumoy v'loi nene shari im le'im itzara musr b'seh min chashmur l'chi yazad m'chash yish l'yizar v'chozeh kosev v'im yagad m'gom ekremet shederach l'yiz m'chuseh v'in zroi yisel ki yagad ha'sham v'kem izguf af riyu ba'am l'osr kosev v'abahitzkim v'bisul z'idan v'chal nidzim v'shgil v'chavest v'zman vest v'chlal arayasim throws in the Mishnah Berurah something which is the Chorah, not Negea, specifically to our Siman, but it's here, so therefore we're learning it. And he says, B'negea to Isser Estaklus, this whole Nidun is only B'negea to Dvarim Shebikdusha, B'negea to Isser Estaklus, then even if it's not a Tefach, even if it's a Mokam Megulo, it's Pektano, it's not something something which is specifically a Mokam, which is a Mokam Yoyfishel Isha, nevertheless, doesn't make a difference what it is, it doesn't make a difference the size, doesn't make a difference the place. It's Osir Midaraisa, it's Asher Lois Tesuru, Papash Osir, Alts Mishmait, Vekol Averro. That's Isir Daraisa, according to many. That's Isuri Daraisa. Now, that's all with regard to Histaklus. With regard to Ri'ah Ba'alma means not being Mechavin to look, not being Mechavin to be Nene, just Ri'ah Ba'alma without Histaklus. That's as a Mishnah Berurah, Geventach. That really depends on a lot of different things. Depends, first of all, where, and depends who, and depends what. But again, if it's a Mokin Megula, that means the hands, the face, the feet, if it, depending on the Mokin, depending on the Minig HaMakrimis, then Re'iyah Ba'alma is Mutter, as long as you're not being Mechavan to be Nene. Imloi Alderach HaMusr. Alderach HaMusr, which I saw somebody attach it, Alderach HaMusr means altogether. Musr means to be Machmer altogether, that he shouldn't come to it. That an Echrami person should also be Machmer in that. Some women are very, definitely, before they get married, after they get married, sometimes they get a little bit wiser, sometimes they don't. But they get very offended when a man doesn't look at them. They come to the door, and the man looks down and gives them hands and the thing of pickles that they asked for. And what am I? Do I have horns for me? Why come he's not looking at me? Ba'atzim, it's already brought down in the Mishnah Berurah that there's Altar Musr, there is for anybody to be Machmer. For Adam Choshev, certainly to be Machmer, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's Midino. He says, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ha'ichiyaz Adam Choshev, Yesh Le'izar B'chol Gavni. And this I've heard and seen myself and heard from many people that even G'dolim that are naik to speak to women, they generally do not look at the woman. They generally do not look at the woman. They look at straight ahead. The woman is sitting next to them, whatever, and they're not looking at her. They'll talk. The poor woman could be right there. But they're not looking at her. That's how an Adam Gadol. Anashim Chashuvim, like the Adam Choshev, he says. Yesh Le'izar B'chol Gavni. This is only when it gets to Mokom Megula. Mokom Mechuse is Asar Afilu B'riyah Ba'alma. That's what the Mishnah Berurah passes. That means even if your Kavana is not Mehenri, it's Asar Afilu B'riyah Ba'alma. And the Chazanish says, he says, he's Mitzadeh, that there's no such thing as Riyah Ba'alma by Mokom Tzenuah. He says, Ken Zayin, that it has a din of Istaklus of, he says, his Lashon is, Ein Riya b'makom tenua b'lo yistaklus. This is Ken Zayin, and he says Kol Riya b'makom mechusa have ke'esh bin eris. It's like it's dynamite, and it's aser. B'meila, even Riya ba'alma is aser. That means even though we grew up, most of us in Chutzlaris, or some call it Shmutzlaris, and unfortunately it's here in Eretz Yisrael. It's not depending on where you live. It's something which became so regal. However, l'maisa ve'etzem is something which is aser. Something which is aser. That means if a person is walking behind a woman, then it happens to be a halacha mefreshes, a gemara mefreshes, that a person is supposed to run in front of the woman, that he shouldn't be behind her. Now the poskim is money and point out that if you can run in front of this woman, you'll be behind the next woman. So it's really not going to help you to run in front of the woman. However, if l'chol apachas, the woman that's in front of you is not dressed properly, and the woman too in front of you is l'chol apachas dressed properly, then a person l'chor has a chiyuv al tisuriyu. Forget al tisur helicha behind the woman. Not to be behind her. Ramosha, he wrote his tshuva, I don't know, 45 years ago. He says that when a person goes outside, he should look down. It's probably more than 45 years ago. And this is, a lot has changed since then. He says a person should look down. That a person should be. So, Medino, that was the question that we asked. When the lady next door neighbor comes to the door to ask for the pickles, do I have to throw it down in the air? No, Medino, you don't have to. And it could be that depending on what community you're in a Hanami, you shouldn't. If you know that you're going to be Nichshal, then it's Aser. Then each person for himself. However, Al Derech HaMusr, should you not look away, then that maybe depends on what's considered Derech Eretz in your place and in place and time. The person has to be careful about that. Now, like we just said, really a person when he's outside, he should be looking down. However, he has to do whatever he could not to be nechshal. However, a woman has to also make sure that she's not machshal other men. There's a din, 100%. It's an isser for a man to look, and he should keep his eyes in the right place, 100%. However, just like every single other isser in the Torah, this is din of lifnei iver l'seid machshal, and therefore a woman has to be careful not to be machshal men, to be that they should look at her. They should be the woman herself. And certainly it's mutl on the husband not to cause his wife to dress in a certain way that's going to be machshel other people. That Rabbeinu Yoino, we have Rabbeinu Yoino in Brachas, Rabbeinu Yoino in Shari Tshuva, Gerus HaTshuva, he says, Tricha ishali yestenua v'nesara shali yistaklu bo v'nei adam chutz mi barlo. Woman has to be careful that men shouldn't look at her. And he continues that people that look at her are going to be nanish and ganim. V'anishu bo'inish kol echad v'echad mehem de'shechtiyo yisam v'nei b'tzniyos. Now, what are you supposed to do? Practically, what does that mean? This, first of all, a woman has to realize, certainly women that are not married, Baruch Hashem, Achshadara, and many women that are not married have no idea. Kalala Menachnes Lechopa have no idea between the Yachas. A girl has no mutzig whatsoever of the Yitzhara of a man. When she gets married, maybe she gets a little bit wiser. Very often, they're still not Mesim Lev. Goyim for sure, no. Very well. However, Baruch Hashem Yidin are not Mesim Lev for that. They're not. And women, I once heard that somebody said, it would do all women good if they would be able to be a man for 5 minutes. They would be able to see. L'maisa Chazal say, Gezel v'arayis nafshe shel odom mechamdosan. That is, I once saw from Bishlinka Zviller, then he said that when he comes up to when a person comes up to Shemayim, they're going to ask him two questions: was he Shemir Zeinayim, and was he Noyim Ben El Nochaverim? I once saw that and I said, that's a Chassidish memory. And afterwards, I thought about it and I said, it's Ga'ina. Why is it Ga'ina? Because the Mesil Hashem says, why is the person here? He says the person is here Lamed Ben Nisayim. What's the Ikur Nisayim? Gezel Varayis. It's not Shishalad Mechamdasim. The Ikur Nisayim is Shemir Zeinayim. Gezel Varayis. That's Ikur Nisayim. The rest is v'asam yecha kumayecha zekola terkula v'idich pirushazil gemara. Those are the two things. That's the essays is v'asam yecha kumayecha, and the lesa says lama ben yisayin. The can yisayin is gezel varayis. Nashonot mechadosan. Mameila, a person has to, a woman doesn't realize that simply walking down the street she's going to cause men to turn their heads. I once heard about a seminary that they took the girls to geula. And he said, just stand here and watch. Watch what happens when a girl passes by, and what happens, how many heads turn. You can do this yourself. You don't have to go to any time, in any place. Certainly, I just want to be, in Lakewood they were masaking that a woman, when she drives her husband to yeshiva in the morning, 6th Street, 7th Street, right around the yeshiva, that the woman shouldn't drive her husband to, either the woman should drive her husband to yeshiva in the morning, if the husband's going to drive, then the woman's going to have to get around and prance around the car in front of 2,846 avrechim, or bachrim. That is a big pirtza. But mainly they should not do that. The same thing applies. People should be makbid here in Yeshiva's Mir HaKadosh. Yeshiva's Mir HaKadosh has 6,000 avrechim and bachrim within a 200 meter radius. To come here, and for whatever reason that you came here, if the person has to go here, you work in the office here, you should go back, there's nothing you can do about it. If you don't have to be here, don't be here. Don't be here, because anybody can look at any time when it happens, when a woman passes by, how many heads turn. Unfortunately, it's not a MMA law. A person has to realize that even if they're going to dress in a certain way, but it has to be with a cheshbon. I get from a lot of people, Kaplan, what do they want from us? What do you want from us? My wife is not trying to be machshel anybody. She certainly is not. And that is 100% true. No Yiddish atachter, no one is trying to be, no good Jewish wife is trying to be machshel anybody. All the reason why they're wearing a long shetel, the reason why they're wearing this type of dress or this type of clothing is because they just want to fit in with everybody else. This is what everybody's wearing. You don't want to be different. You don't want to be the nerd. You don't want to be the one that sticks out. You're right. And if everybody dresses like that, Zolzanazai, I'm not saying anything. But you have to realize that if a person is dressed to go to chasana, a woman's in her gown, she got her makeup done, she got her hair done, she's on her way to chasana. She just remembers, I forgot to pick up something from the makolet. You cannot walk into the makolet like that. Absolutely not. You could, even on the chasana, there's no problem to go like that in the chasana. That's what people dress in the chasana. But in the makolet, you cannot go like dressed up in a gown. Absolutely not. Or into the bus, in public transportation. Because you stick out. In the matzah that you're dressed up, you stick out. And that's anybody in any situation. You're right. If you dress, this is how people dress in your community. But if you go to a different community that people don't dress like that, then you know that that's something which is going to turn out. So a person has to just be aware of it. It's something that people aren't aware of. And it can cause a big mechshel. And it's easy to get out of the issue. And if a person would just be aware of it, if wives would be aware of it, if men would be aware of it, then it would save a lot of issues. With regard to Shetlach, everybody's waiting. Kaplan's going to be machriya whether or not we're allowed to wear lace top shetlach. That's the faith. We're not going to be machriya. We're not going to be machriya. However, there is an interesting nekuda, and that is that everybody, once again, depending on your community and depending on where you're coming from, the hulu. That there's an interesting aspect that women before they're married, girls in high school, girls in seminary, there's a kpeda that they wear their hair a certain way, they don't wear it down, especially here in Eretz Yisrael. They don't make sure that it's long down to your navel. The skirt has to cover the knees, rechulu. And then all of a sudden when a woman gets married, the hair goes down to the pupik, and the skirt, some size, gets shorter. Interesting. The hair gets longer and the skirt gets shorter. What happened that a woman, she became an Eishes Ish, that it changed? Sometimes it has to do with the woman. Sometimes it has to do with the man. Sometimes it has to do. There's Chof Dal Tachshitim that are created for a woman. They should all be used, every single solitary one of them. But it has to be that, at least in the house where the husband is, a woman should dress whatever suits her husband. And however suits her husband, that's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, it's maybe a chiyuv, that's how you should dress. It can't be a matzav of an ishapu hamaris that at sineris, that you, when she's inside the house, she's dressing, she's not dressed up, and then she goes out, she dresses up. The whole purpose is that she should be dressed inside her house for her husband. How could it be that when she's in her house with her husband, she's dressed a certain way, and when she's going out of the house, then she gets dressed up? There's something which is intrinsically wrong with that. If she's dressed up both of them, or not dressed up both of them, the center. At least the chalapachas. But it can't be that it's the davar which is mufka. It's mufka from what the whole purpose of a bat Yisrael is. That she should be there for her husband, that she should be, and here it's fakir. To dress in a way that it's usher to lain kriyashma keneged her, is the chara of pirtzei neirah. I mean, how could it be that somebody who's has to be worried about saying Kriya Shema when his wife is dressed? So a person just has to realize that 100% not to stick out, and not telling you how long and not how it has to be with a cheshbon. It has to be with a cheshbon, and it could be that the cheshbon is the husband's cheshbon. It could be that all I'm trying to say is that a woman should realize the purpose of why she gets dressed up. The purpose of why she gets dressed up, when she should get dressed up, and how she should get dressed up, and it has to be with a cheshbon. And certainly I'm not telling you not to wear a long sheitel, I'm not telling you where to, that every person has to don for themselves. The question, the shayla is just the hashkafa behind it. What is, it can't be a matziv that she's not dressed up in the house, and she goes out and she's dressed up. It can't be a matziv that it's also to say kriya shma keneged her. It can't be a matziv that it's, if she's inside the house, she can walk around however she wants inside her house. That's up to her. However, when it's outside the house, that she comes to such a matziv, in a chanami, l'cher that's something, and I'm certainly not cautioning anybody that there's anybody's trying to be machshel. Certainly, I don't think that's the question at all. There's no shayla whatsoever about such a thing. However, awareness definitely makes a person a lot smarter than he was if he was unaware.